This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Saw this in the New York Times today and the Wall Street Journal, I might add. Both papers say the CIA has been digging into data on money transfers, like the ones you send through Western Union. There are, of course, a boatload of questions. Here's that one-word question again. Why? Number two, whose transfers are they looking at? And just how do you tell the difference between a $100 remittance, that is money somebody sends back to their family back home, and a $100 payment to, say, a militant group? We asked Marketplace's David Gura to find the answer.
I wondered if there are mechanisms that flag money transfers to certain countries.
There are.
Compliance expert Michael Dawson was a deputy assistant secretary in the Treasury Department.
But it is very difficult to flag an individual transaction and determine with certainty that it's to an illicit terrorist group.
It always helps to have a target, Dawson says, someone you know is a criminal or a terrorist. If you're casting a wide net,
then the problem becomes a lot more difficult.
In the last fiscal year, one money transfer company, Western Union, processed more than 230 million transactions, altogether worth almost $80 billion. It's not enough to know that money is going to, say, Afghanistan or Pakistan, according to Timothy Edgar, who used to be a lawyer at the White House.
You need to know additional information to say, okay, this transaction has some link to terrorism, and it's worth looking into more closely.
That information could be patterns of behavior tied together with other intelligence. But all that is balanced against privacy laws. Plus, a shrewd criminal or terrorist could use more than one company to transfer money, and there are other tricks.
Maybe you're not actually sending it directly to the bad guys.
Donald Daniel used to work for the National Intelligence Council.
You're sending it to somebody else who lives in a third country,
who can get that payment to its final destination without raising that red flag. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.